This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Republicans in Congress have been wrestling for weeks with an awkward piece of legislation that would establish a new energy policy for the United States. They say now they've resolved their differences and they're ready to offer the first new outline for energy in over a decade. The 1,700-page bill proposes a multitude of new enterprises, from a new pipeline to bring natural gas down from Alaska's North Slope to a huge subsidy for ethanol fuel in cars and trucks. But the bill is also a political document and a potential issue. Democrats have not yet seen the bill and aren't happy about that or about some of the things that are reportedly in it. NPR's Chris Joyce has been following the path of this legislation. Chris, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be here.
A huge bill. What can you point to right now that's likely to change in the way we get and use energy?
Republicans have been working on this language in closed session, so we're not sure exactly everything that's in the bill, but some of the things that have been disclosed are a gas pipeline from the North Slope of Alaska, planned for years. The countries and the government are somewhat worried about the price of natural gas increasing, and this will bring natural gas down to where it can be used. Also, probably good news for those people who suffered during the blackout on August 14th that hit much of the Northeast. There'll be big changes to the electricity grid and to the utilities. These would institute some mandatory rules for joining organizations and following their engineering rules for the grid. That's the vast network of cables and lines that carries electricity around the country. So that's another big change.
What provisions of the bill, as you know about it so far, might be likeliest to annoy environmental and consumer groups, for example?
Well, there's plenty there. One of them is a repeal of a 70-year-old law that protected utilities from being bought by holding companies. The idea was to encourage investment by large companies, and they find that worrisome. There was also a rancorous debate about MTBE, which is a fuel additive that makes gasoline burn cleaner, but it also has leaked into water supplies, and the bill gives a hold harmless for product liability suits against the makers of MTBE. And also, the makers of ethanol, which are mostly farmers in the Midwest, have been given a guarantee that the amount of ethanol that will be subsidized will be increased hugely by 5 billion gallons. The proposal does not include drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, which was a real deal killer for the Democrats.
Can you tell if the Democratic leadership has the votes or can rally them to stop the bill?
Some Democrats may not. There are some Democrats who are quite happy that, for example, the ethanol part of the bill makes Midwest Democrats quite happy. On the other hand, there are enough Democrats and environmentally minded or consumer minded Democrats and Republicans who say that this is not at all what they want to see. So far, Senator Charles Schumer from New York has said that, you know, they're going to check this pretty closely, and if they don't like it, they're going to deep six it. So the question remains whether they've got enough votes and whether they're willing to eliminate the first energy bill in a decade over one or two or three things within a much, much larger bill, and then take the blame for putting off yet again an energy policy for the country.
NPR's Chris Joyce, thanks very much.